What Juan Martínez Montañez and Gregorio Fernández share is their ambition to move beyond the mannerist models that had largely dominated figurative arts during the late 16th century. After settling in the city of Pisuerga, Valladolid, Fernández initially succumbed to the allure of Italian mannerism. This influence came from the remarkable group of masters who briefly left their mark during the court's presence in Valladolid between 1601 and 1605, with Pompeo Leoni at the forefront. Additionally, royal and noble collections may have provided a rich learning environment for this highly skilled sculptor, who at the dawn of the 17th century still lacked a broad visual culture. The departure of the court marked the decline of these influences for Fernández, leading him to develop a new style characterized by pronounced naturalism in the treatment of faces, hands, and poses. This approach was not without its share of drama and theatricality. His distinctive method of creating stiff, angular drapery became a defining element of his representations. It's worth noting an interpretation that suggests Fernández, much like contemporaneous painters like Zurbarán, aimed to direct the viewer's attention to emotionally sensitive points such as faces and hands. Tridentine decorum limited the number of nude figures created by Fernández, but when the subject demanded it, his mastery of anatomical representation became evident. This expertise stemmed from his study of various treatises and select secular pieces. Meanwhile, Juan Martínez Montañez, after his early training in Granada and subsequent move to Seville, embarked on a journey to define a unique style. His pursuit of naturalism aimed to reflect an idealized image of goodness, whether in his crucified Christ, his virgins, or his depictions of saints. From Montañez's earliest works, his profound knowledge of classical tradition is evident. Although he never travelled to Rome, he absorbed this tradition in Seville, a city experiencing an archaeological fervour due to discoveries in the nearby ruins of Italica. Likewise, the influence of foreign sculptors who had settled in Seville during the early Renaissance, such as Torrigiano, left a significant mark on Montañez's work. Torrigiano's creations, like his famous Saint Jerome, had a profound impact, with their influence clearly visible in several of Montañez's productions.